State can prosecute non-Indians who commit crimes against Indians in Indian country, which includes much of eastern Oklahoma. At the same time, the court says it will not decide whether its landmark McGirt ruling should be overturned. It's a partial victory for Governor Stitt. He says he's, quote, encouraged. He says the fallout of the McGirt decision has been destructive.
I'm Jacqueline Scott.
You're listening to K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, also 95.1, BartlesvilleRadio.com, free to download Bartlesville Radio app. It's time for City Matters here on K1. Bartlesville City Manager Mike Bailey and the city crew with us. Guys, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hanging in there. Better weather. Enjoy it today. It's going to be cold again tomorrow. But.
That's right. Happy Monday, and this is it. This is all you get. So now, are we on Facebook Live?
Because we are.
Yes, that sir. Is fantastic. So everybody can see how short Terry really is. If you're not watching us on Facebook Live, you need to tune in right now.
I'm about 5'2".
You can barely see Terry's head over the edge of the desk here. I don't know what kind of chair that is, but I like it. I want him to have that one every time we come in. Well, good morning. We're scrambling a little bit this morning. I was out of the office, and these guys didn't know they were coming with me today. So this will be we're going to play it loose and fast today.
Sounds good. We're here.
But I wanted to take a minute and give everybody an update on the strategic plan that we've been talking about. And I know we've talked about it several times, but we've actually gotten to the point of where we have selected our consultant that's going to conduct the strategic plan for the city of Bartlesville. Both these guys were on the selection committee. And the interesting part about it was that the committee, the reason that we chose the person that we chose is because they had a really great public outreach. And so that really was the difference between our consultants. We had some great consultants. In fact, it came up tied between our top two that we really loved. We did end up hiring the one that we felt was going to do by far the best job of engaging the public and keeping them involved in it, which we thought was really critical. And Micah Seamer switched his vote. He's now officially being referred to as a Benedict Arnold. So
we just didn't want to fight anymore.
He didn't want to fight anymore. Micah doesn't like conflict. I don't know if anybody else knows this about him, but he hates conflict. That's right. You should have chose a different profession, huh? So, but that's proceeding pretty well. We have the actual agreement from then, so I would expect that at our February meeting we would approve that and look to move pretty quickly so the public will start to hear more and more about it. There'll be lots of opportunities for public input, and there will be some online surveys. There'll be some community meetings. So whatever your preference is as far as how you want to provide your input, we're going to make that available to you. In fact, one of the things that the consultant said that we really liked was, you know, how do you engage people? She told us you go talk to them where they are. Rather than trying to force them. So she seemed to have a really great grasp on how to get good community engagement. So we're heading fast that way, and hopefully everybody will enjoy this process as much as I think they will. And I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know if these guys are or not, but they keep telling me they are. they lie well. So the other I don't know what he's doing here. What is he doing?
No, I see the video feed.
Okay. Terry was trying to see how he looked here. Yeah, next to me.
There you go.
He was being Terry, for anybody that knows him. So we also, you know exactly what I'm trying to say, Mike Seamers. You know him. So we also have a conference center feasibility that is out. That we have that out, requesting proposals from consultants on that. For anybody that's curious, I know there's been a lot of questions about it. This is not simply for the First Christian Church, which most people know that the city is considering accepting that as a donation. It is not simply for that facility. This really and truly is to look at the city of Bartlesville, to look at the conference center market, and to try to determine, you know, do we need additional conference center space? How much do we need? Where's the best place? How best to meet those needs? So that is, we've issued that. We've got some great responses, so we're hoping that we'll get a number of consultants interested in that as well. So that's proceeding and should be. I think we've got them on a pretty tight timeline to where we were hoping to have that feasibility study back before our deadline to determine acceptance of the of the actual building. So, but those are the two big studies that we've got. I don't know. A lot of times studies with cities are they don't seem very exciting, but I do think that these two have a lot of ramifications for our community, so I'm excited about them. Last week, I said we're kind of scrambling to catch up. I was actually out of town last week at a conference with other city managers. It is it's an interesting conference. You have people there who are town administrators from a town of 500 all the way up to city managers in cities of hundreds of thousands. So it really is a great group. The one thing that I always come away from in that group is that I am grateful to be where I am. I think at times we tend to lose sight of how great Bartlesville really is. If you go to something like that, you truly see, we all have the same challenges. Bartlesville just seems to be a little bit better prepared to meet those challenges than most of our sister communities across the state. So I really am grateful. I'm always grateful for the opportunity to get out and network like that. But you always come back energized just a little bit and a little bit excited about what you have in Bartlesville versus what some other cities have. And with that, speaking of things that we have that other cities don't, Bartlesville is now going to be officially in the record books as the first city in the state of Oklahoma to do a potable indirect reuse project. And we actually have won an award for that at the state level, and we're about to win an award for that at the federal level, Terry.
We have. We've been notified that we have been awarded the EPA's George Ames Performance and Innovation in the SRF Creating Environmental Success, or PISES, program. So
it's a long title.
Yes, I had to read it because I was never going to remember.
There's no way you're going to remember that.
No, but the SRF is a state revolving fund. So the federal government through the EPA makes available to states money that they can then loan out as to infrastructure projects like the potable indirect reuse project that are low interest loans. We've used these to finance the water plant. We've used this to finance these improvements that will give us the indirect potable reuse type of project. So we were notified of that award, and there's 33 states that participate in this program, and we were notified all the states submit projects for this award, and they give what they call five exceptional projects.
Yep.
And so we won one of the five exceptional projects for problem solving.
Yep.
And so the rest of them become honorable mention after that point. But this is, from what I could find, the first time the state of Oklahoma has won an exceptional project award. So that's really exciting for the state, and it's exciting for the city of Bartlesville. I'm sure it's going to result in a huge award plaque and thing that we'll put in Mike Bailey's office, and it'll be there forever.
I get the plaque. I had nothing to do with the idea for this. That was all you, but I'll take the plaque.
Yeah.
You get the plant and the pumps and the pipes. I should get the plaque.
Yeah, you'll get the plaque. You'll get the plaque. But it's a nice recognition for us. It's really it's been a lot of people involved with the project, from council members through the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, to financing it with the Department of Environmental Quality as we work through to kind of get the project to where it's at today. So I've been just a spoke in a wheel of many spokes. So there's been a lot of people that have been involved with the project. With Ed Gordon was there with it as well. So it's really been kind of a village raising this young child here, and so we're very thankful to receive the award, and truly we've been blessed to have this opportunity, and there's been a lot of people that have put a lot of time and effort to make this potentially a reality.
And Evan, Terry is modest, but the reality is that this idea did come from Terry Lawrence, and so we're thankful to have him here, and thankful that he was. That he had this idea and that was willing to put in the time and the effort to make it happen. I believe it was you, me, and Ed at another conference somewhere, and you hatched this idea, and it really has taken on a life of its own, and it will provide us, just remind the public, we're talking about, this is a water supply, this is Indirect potable reuse means that we're taking the wastewater effluent and in an indirect manner putting that into our water supply so that we can actually turn it into drinking water.
Yep.
That's what all those fancy words meant.
Yeah, so we would take the treated wastewater and then we would pump it upstream on the Caney River to County Road 1500 where that bridge crosses the Caney River and then release it into the river, and then we have a raw water intake there at Johnstone Park, the blonde brick building that we've had since the 30s. That was our original water supply and we still use that today. And then when we run that system, then we would recapture it there at that intake structure, send it to the water plant to treat, and then off to our customers to drink. So it's really an insurance policy. When we had the big droughts in 2001 and then in 2012, 2013, the flows at the wastewater plant were very stable and very predictable. So if we have another large drought, which we will again in the future at some point, then it gives us a viable option to to sustain our water needs and to help us continue to grow and develop in the future. So it's really an insurance policy. It's really only going to be run when we need it.
There you go. So this isn't something that we use every day.
No.
It really is only as needed.
As needed. So, and I think, too, as time goes on, the technology for treating wastewater to a very, very clean level is getting more affordable. The technology has been out there for decades, and there's other states that have done reuse for a long time as well, mostly on the West Coast. So it's not a new idea. It's simply new for Oklahoma.
It's new to us.
But I think, as time goes on and the technology becomes more affordable, then we will continue to make improvements to really polish that to an exceptional standard that it could be our mainstay as far as a first resource down in the future a ways. But this is our first step, and then there will be many more to come after that.
And as far as the time horizon, I know originally at some point when we put this together, we said we had enough water to handle a significant drought through, I think the original numbers were through like 2015 or something.
Yes.
We've passed that, obviously. We've propped up our water supply a little bit through Hula and Copan, this as well. Where does this take us as far as when it's estimated that this will be sufficient water supply for us?
It's all driven by demand, but if we continue to trend as far as how much water we're using on a daily basis, this will get us for at least 30 years, potentially about 60, 70 years as well. So, we always would advocate for people to use water wisely.
Yep.
It's a precious resource. Most of our water, especially during the summer months, is used for outside watering for lawns and gardens and such. But we would always ask people to be kind of cautious or at least be very prudent with that water supply. But we've seen some reduction when we had the droughts here. We've seen people reduce their consumption, which has been good. And of course, the technology for low flow fixtures and different things that help with that has improved that as well. But we always ask that people kind of be diligent on their end as far as how much water they use. It saves them money, and it also kind of conserves us our water resource in the future.
So I appreciate that, Terry. Appreciate the update on the project, and congratulations on the Pisces Award as well as the State Award. It's not often that engineers get recognized. So now there's two groups that are rarely recognized, engineers and accountants. I'm still waiting for my recognition, but you got yours.
Well, this is a financing award, so this is technically an accountant award.
It's kind of both, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's an accountant award.
Terry talked about all those spokes, but really there's one hub, and that's Mike Bailey.
That's right. But everything goes through the financial arm, doesn't it?
I'll give you your $20 later, Mike, and thank you. That was perfect. I'll buy you coffee on the way back. All right. Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. And now that Micah has introduced himself by giving me an unwarranted compliment. By the way, that never happens. I have absolutely no idea where that came from. He hasn't. I've known him.
Slide over so Micah can get in.
How many years have I known Micah? 15 years? I don't think I've received one compliment ever until now. So I'm suspicious.
That's not true. That can't be true.
He compliments me all. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I prefer that.
I'm feeling good today. The Chiefs pulled one out last night. We discussed that earlier.
That's it. They did.
feeling generous with compliments. So
they did. He's in a good mood. That's why he's so tired this morning. He was kind of cranky.
It's so kind of dragging. That took a lot out of me. There are 13 seconds. I thought we were done.
That's almost didn't have it, huh?
Almost didn't.
That was it.
Well, yep.
What? Still life. That's all that matters.
We're still there. Still in it.
All right, Micah, what else we got going on around Bartlesville, Oklahoma?
Well, I'm going to cover some projects, and most of these we've talked about before, and there's really not a whole lot under construction currently, but we're working in the background on getting some things going.
There's always something getting
always something getting ready to start, but we do have, so everybody's aware, we do have the Sooner Pool expansion under construction currently. That's really our biggest project ongoing right now, and so with that, we're going to add a slide complex, essentially about a 45-foot tower with two slides on it is the game plan there. We'll have all the other working on the mechanical enclosure, digging that pit right now for the pumps and whatnot. There's also going to be a new parking lot associated with that project. We did award that as well, and that's going to be using actually general obligation bond funds.
Yep, combining a couple of different projects here.
Yeah, combining some different projects here. We also did at the last council meeting, we added via change order, we added Frontier Pool resurfacing to the contract. So that was really always part of the plan. We didn't get that included in the bidding on the front end, but these guys special in this, Sunbelt Pools, the ones that are actually doing the pool work on this project for Magnum Construction.
Save a little money to catch them while they're here and they're stationed.
That's right, yeah. They're already here. We can plan that out with them, and so we got a price from them to do that work. It is within our available budget. We had $100,000 available for that, and they're right there around $97,000. And that actually includes some additional work at the pool that we really, after talking to building maintenance, there were some other issues with that original project, some skimmers.
A couple of structural issues around the drainage.
Yeah, some structural issues.
So
some skimmers were cracked and causing some leaks, and we're going to get those addressed in that as well. So we're thankful for that. I wasn't sure where that was going to come in. So glad to have that work included as well. So all that will be done prior to the pools opening up in May. That's the target
that's the idea
for the Frontier side, and for resurfacing the existing pool, which is part of the main project.
But the tower with the slides, it will likely be after.
That will likely be later. Yeah, we're looking at July really for completion on that. So maybe get part of the summer.
But if weather will behave, then we should have it at least part of the season.
Yeah, and we've had pretty good weather. It hadn't been wet. So again, kind of go back to what Terry's talking about. Hopefully, we're not really heading towards a drought, but
they've moved pretty quickly out there.
They're moving along, and
so are they still at this point in time just dirt work has been completed?
It really is. So yes, they're getting ready to start some of the structural elements on the mechanical room, if you will, for the pumps and whatnot.
Okay.
So you'll start seeing some of that go in as well, but yes, to date it's been really dirt work, coordinating electric relocation, things of that nature. So really the front end items, getting the parking lot grades ready, things of that nature. So but yeah, you will start seeing some more of the elements going in as far as footings and foundations and digging trenches for the pumps and in the lines and all that stuff. So see the plumbing start going in, and that'll be the first step after the dirt work.
And this project is part of a master plan. So this is a phase. I know that we'd all like to see something more grand at Sooner, but this is the first phase of what we hope is a master plan to redevelop Sooner.
That's right, and that was part of the contract with the consultant on the front end of this on design, was to really come up with a master plan for phasing future phases if the citizens and if council decide to go that route, which I think they probably will at some point when they see this going.
Especially once they see this,
right. I think this will just be the starting point of this. But yes, council did approve a master plan that they'd put together with essentially, I think, this slide complex. We're doing two of them now. There's a possibility for five at this location. These slides will have what they call runouts. They won't fall into a pool.
Won't plunge into the pool.
Yeah, it'll be the ones. And you've probably seen these at other water parks, but essentially it's an elongated section at the end of it that slows you down. That has probably like a foot of water in it, something like that. And it slows you down. Water splashes everywhere. You just hop back out and go back.
Go
and
do it
line.
Again.
But the next phase would have a plunge pool for some other slides, possibly a tube slide. Ride some tubes, things of that nature. There's a place in there for possibly a surf machine, a big lazy river, things of that
nature.
Lazy river,
I know a lot of people were excited about the possibility of that.
Right,
so
right.
Really kind of trying to set up Sooner as the for older kids. I mean, anyone can use it that wants to, obviously, but we designed Frontier specifically with the younger kids in mind, so sooner now we'll have a little bit more exciting rides and things of that nature, maybe more appealing to the teenagers and older kids with families. So.
Yeah, and those lazy rivers, you know, it's kind of just a hangout area, things of that nature. We've got some shade structures involved with this as well. That was one of the things that the YMCA and some of the user groups had requested was, as part of that master plan, is more shade, essentially
more,
group areas where you have parties, things
out.
Of that nature. So some of that will be included with this phase. There's going to be three shelters, two 20 by 20 and one 20 by 30 shade structure out there. So that'll kind of split. That'll be located between the new complex and the existing. So we'll add some deck space there. And so anyway, it'll be a neat project. Glad to see it going. And we'll see. You know, the existing pool will be ready to go there in May, and both at Frontier and Sooner. And the parking lot will be ready for opening. That's at least the intent. I'm making promises here I hope I can keep.
From an appearance perspective, honestly, just getting the parking lot done will make the facility look much better.
That'll be substantial. Yeah. You know, it's funny, you go back through there and realize, I think the parking actually looks better now.
It does.
Than it did before, and that's just cutting it down to grade.
All we did was scrape it off, and it looks better than it did.
It was pretty bad. It's pretty bad. So that'll be nice. That'll be nice. But so we're looking forward to that one. We've also got, if you go to the community center, we're working on the seating project there. So we're getting close to getting that one wrapped up. We've had some labor issues, material issues, things of that nature, just like everything else with these days. It seems like there's shortages or
there are
difficulty finding help.
Supply chain issues we suffered through there as well.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, they are going to be up there this week. They should have got there about 9 o'clock this morning to do the next round of install. They're going to install four more rows of chairs, and I think they've got they're doing about 300 per install, and I want to say they have just under 900 chairs left total. So we're looking at two more installs after this, most likely. I think the next one will probably be sometime in that second week in February. We're trying to work around around shows and whatnot as well there at the community center. But we do have the temporary seating in. That was part of a grand shuffle there.
Yeah.
Whenever we ran into the supply chain issues.
Ensuring that they can hold their events that they'd already committed to.
That's right. So we did have to basically went in and we got some help from the vendor to purchase some more of the portable seating that they have there at the community center. Actually matches the exact same chairs
seating
they had
that
before.
They already had.
And then we'll kind of make a swap on that on the back end as far as keeping the better chairs and finding a way to sell the old ones. So, but anyway, they're going to be up there this week doing that. They should be out of there before the event. That's, I think they're Friday night. They've got a show Friday night, I believe. So they'll be out of there before that happens, and then we'll do the next round in a couple of weeks.
Concrete work looks fantastic.
Wrapped up. Yep, they got that done. Jay Graham did a good job on that. That was the contractor on that one. And, that's nice. And it was it was in poor condition, and just glad to freshen that up.
I suspect for most people that they had forgotten the way that it used to look, and what we've done is put it back to the way it used to be.
Yeah, it's funny, you know. So going into design on that, I didn't realize that it
was
colored into
so
arches.
Stained. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went in there and actually got to looking at it. And we're like, wait a minute.
Here was the original design.
There's stained concrete and there's non-stained concrete. So
it turned out very well. It looks great through there.
Looks good. They did a good job. We're happy with that one as well. So. With that, we'll move into someone that we're working on design for right now. So one of our project engineers, she just left. Actually, her last day was the 17th.
Free advertisement here, Mike.
That's
you have an opening for a project engineer.
We do have an opening for a project engineer. Would like you to have at least a bachelor's degree in civil engineering. If you're a professional engineer licensed, that would be even better.
Even better.
That'd be even better. But
we would consider an engineer in training, I think, is the technical
term.
That
is correct.
EIT.
EIT, yeah, well, that is correct. So we do have that opening, but she did get some projects moving along before she left. One of them was the lighting for Robinwood soccer fields. And so essentially when we did the Price Fields project, the baseball project, we salvaged 16 of the existing lights. And these are nice steel post Musco lighting. Metal halide lights really worked well for the fields that we had there, but we went with new lights at that location, and so we salvaged 16 of those lights and those poles, and so we're going to repurpose those at Robinwood soccer complex, or Robinwood fields, I guess, and basically the south three fields that are right there along Frank Phillips, there's two larger ones and one smaller one that really, they're not using the smaller one much right now, and I believe that they will.
Once we light it, it'll get a lot
more
use.
That's correct. That's correct. Maybe not for games, but at least for practice. But we're going to light those four fields, or three fields. We'll use 12 of the 16 lights, And so on that, we kind of figured we probably wouldn't need all those lights. We weren't certain until we went through a design with Musco and then an electrical engineer. But we've gone through that process. We were able to just use 12 of those 16 lights. And so we always had in our back pocket we were going to do some lighting there at the skate park there by Lee Lake. We had that request almost immediately after installing that project.
Once we saw the utilization of that,
they said, hey, when are you going to light this? And they're also asking, hey, when are you going to expand as well? So, so getting a lot of interest in that project. And so we are going to repurpose four of those lights for the skate park as well. So, again, they'll be able to use that more in the winter months and whatnot. Yep. You know, kids get out of school. And
you're
it's
right.
Getting dark
it gets dark early now.
So we'll probably have some sort of timer on that. I mean, there will be a time switch on that to keep it from running late, but kind of like we've got it other parks as well.
Just you can turn it on, but it turns off in a certain period of time.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that being said, so we'll start that work. We're going to try to hopefully advertise that for bids here in February.
Good.
We'll probably do the skate park as an alternate still, just because we do have estimates from Musco and the electrical engineers. But just in case that runs over, we want to at least do the Robinwood project, and then we can always shift gears on the skate park if we need to. So. We'll probably bid that as an alternate. We're going to advertise that here in February if I can get the plans back from the final plans from the electrical engineer and get that package together and ready to bid in February. So you'll probably see late spring, early summer construction on that project if all goes well. So excited about that one. Another one that she got going was Delaware. So we're going to do a mill and overlay on Delaware from 5th Street to Hillcrest. We've got plans pretty close on that. So, again, we're going to try to get that one done, wrapped up here in February as well. And again, it's just a street maintenance project. There's not going to be a whole lot of full depth repair or patching on that section, but just basically take off 2 inches, go back with 2 inches, restripe where necessary. So we got that. It's a pretty good sized project, and that'll be disruption obviously when that's going on. We're looking for early summer construction on that as well. So that being said, we've got. Again, how much time do we have here, Mike?
2 minutes.
I got two more minutes. We're doing a pretty good job. So, we're working on a large parking lot project as well. We've got funding from multiple different sources. We've got general obligation bonds. We've got sales tax funds. We're working on, really our parks we've kind of in the past have, where we see a need, we go in there and quickly put something in. Sometimes it's been gravel. Sometimes it's been gravel and asphalt.
A lot of times it's internally constructed.
That's correct. Sometimes our gravel lots have just been turned into asphalt lots and things of that nature. So we've got a project really to freshen up the parks, just to deal with what we've got
pretty
now.
Pretty much all of our parks.
I think
it addressed all of the parking lots, all of the ring roads and things that needed to be upgraded that were probably internally constructed a number of years ago and just aren't quite up to the standard of what we would like our parks to look like.
Exactly. So, the first one in this actually is Sooner Pool, so that'll be associated with that project. But we've got... like you said, the ring roads there at Sooner Park and Johnstone Park.
Yep.
The associated parking lots there. We've got Lee Lake. We're working on that design for that parking lot. Cooper Dog Park, another one. Again, these are all gravel parking lots. You got the gravel parking lot up there by Joao and Lowe up there in the, the wildflower type area.
Yep,
up around the tall grass area. So we'll rework that one. We'll do some work there on the Joao and Lowe main parking lot, things of that nature. So. Again, that'll be a good project. That'll be neat to see those parks get a facelift.
I'm actually looking forward to that. I know it seems kind of boring. Yeah, it's just asphalt and concrete in the parks, right. But they're well overdue.
Right.
So I know this isn't our project, but I'm gonna spring something on you here. The Highway 75, is the state done there? Do we know?
They are close. They're not completely done. I know they're so we'd had some complaints about the depth of the inlets along 75.
Yep.
So they are going to address that.
Good.
And it's funny, they're really not that much deeper than they were. It just looks worse because it's brand new asphalt, especially where they put the striping. It
hasn't been broken down on the edges.
That a little bit.
Right.
But yes, they are still working on that. So not completely done. They'll still be doing some work, but the lion's share of the work is complete.
Okay. So just intermittent traffic closures from this point forward.
That's correct.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Micah. Evan, thank you.
Mike, thanks, guys. City Matters on K1.
This is probably not a very good sign for people.